So, I'm going to stick with where I've been for a while, and that is Republicans pick up 35 seats or more in the House and between 2 and 5 seats in the Senate. We'll see how it plays out. But as you look at the stock market depressed, you look at the price of gasoline, and I gave you these numbers earlier, just since Thursday, the price of gas has rocketed up in Michigan, 30 cents, Wisconsin, 46 cents, Arizona, 29 cents, Nevada, 36 cents. This is just since Thursday. You think that has people out inspired to vote for Democrats and their policies? I really don't think so. My next guest, she probably doesn't think so either. Republican National Committee Chair, Ronna McDaniel. Ronna, good to have you back.
Always great to be with you, Steve.
You know, they the Democrats, the socialists, want to throw a lot of things at the wall. They want anything to stick. They'll try anything. They're hoping for an October surprise of some sort. But right now, it's all about the economy, economic issues, whether it's inflation or income or just trying to survive out there. That is the number one issue, isn't it?
It is, and it's everything. It's I call it death by a thousand cuts. People are dealing with higher insurance, higher rent, higher gas, groceries from milk to eggs, you name it. Every single aspect of our lives is costing more, and it's because of the Democrats and their policies that have pushed inflation into our lives because they failed, and they don't want to own it. They're not running on their record. Notice, not a single Democrat is running on what they've done in the past 2 years. They're running on, let me scare you about what Republicans will do, which is just nonsense, because they own it. They have the House, the Senate, the White House, and they have nothing to show for it. And in Michigan, Whitmer has nothing to show for what she's done in our state the past 4 years. Our schools are worse. Jobs are leaving. Our roads are terrible. She's been a nightmare.
So the latest polling that I saw, Tudor Dixon is trailing by about 5.5 points. And that's a Trafalgar poll, and it's been between 4 and 5. So I think that's where she sits now. Obviously, Donald Trump came to town over the weekend, held a rally. But what's it going to take? She doesn't have the financial resources of Gretchen Whitmer, but she has a message and she has a vision that's, I think, more positive than the governor. How do you get some of these statewide candidates over the hump?
It's money. They need money. So if anybody can go donate to Tudor right now and the rest of the ticket, I mean, she needs money. What we're seeing is our candidates that were off the air in the summer and polling kind of widened for the Democrats in some of these Senate races. Once they got on the air and were able to put their resources in, they've closed the gap. And Tudor would be in the same position. The RNCs in Michigan in the congressional races, we do more federal races, state Senate and House races. But Tudor needs resources.
Yeah. When I look around the country, it's always, I don't know, Ronnie, you're from here, so am I. But I see that Michigan sometimes struggles getting the candidates over the finish line. And I go back to 2014, I think the only Democrat that picked up a seat in the United States Senate was Gary Peters. And so it's always been a head-scratcher for me about how we get people over the finish line in Michigan. The Michigan Republican Party seems to not be... I don't even know if they exist. They engaged is even a good question. Yeah, I don't even. Let me put it this way: where the hell are they? The Michigan Republican
Party. They do. They exist. They do. Ron Weiser runs it, and he's been putting a lot of his own money in and really funding that. I will say it was hard to raise money when I was Michigan chair. It's hard in Michigan, and the business owners have to come together if they want to change the climate here, and so do the grassroots. And you know I worked hard to raise the money needed in 2016 because the RNC wasn't really in Michigan then. And we can do it. And Tudor is a great candidate. And Whitmer, it's personal for me what she did to our kids' schools. What she's done, our roads are terrible. I know businesses are leaving. Michigan's a state that's on the decline under her watch. Now she's going to talk about abortion. Abortion's on the ballot. Michiganders are going to decide that in November.
Yeah.
So she doesn't want to talk about her record, but she's going to try and distract and make it about an issue that has nothing to do with the governorship.
Yeah, let me take we got a couple minutes left here. I want to take a quick run around the country, though, because it looks to me like the Republicans, you're going to pick up a seat in Nevada and Georgia. You'll certainly hold in North Carolina and Wisconsin, it seems. Pennsylvania, to the best of their efforts, John Fetterman is not a good candidate. And, you know, and so I see the Republicans doing well in all these places. Arizona, New Hampshire possibly. But the two that really pop up, one that I've talked about for a year, Colorado, because I've said Michael Bennett is not a good candidate for a year. And people are like, oh, yeah, Colorado is real close. And all of a sudden, Patty Murray on the hot seat in Washington. 2 points. 2 points is it. I mean, this is, it could really be a watershed election, couldn't it?
It could. I mean, if it's a wave, we're going to pick up seats that you don't expect. And that's why the RNC is invested in Colorado and Washington. I mean, Tiffany Smiley in Washington State is one of the best candidates we have out
terrific.
There. She's phenomenal. Her story is amazing. She's a nurse. Her husband was severely injured from an IED, and she has just fought for his benefits, and she is fantastic in Washington. Joe O'Day in Colorado is running a great race. You know, I think the tide's turning towards Republicans because, like you said, the economy is number one. Democrats can't talk about their record. They own every aspect of our government, and they have not delivered for the American people. Crime is a big issue. The border is a big issue, and drugs are a big issue as well.
No question. You know, and we sit here, and now the numbers are more like 3 million coming across the border in the last year. So I stay with my prediction, 35-plus in the House, 2-5 in the Senate, unless it's a wave election. Then you can add a couple to that. Who knows? Ron, I greatly appreciate you being here. I think that with everything being equal, Republicans come out well ahead in this one. Thank you for being here.
Thanks, Steve. Thanks for having me.
There you have it. Ron McDaniel, she's the chair of the RNC, of course, Michigan native, and a regular guest on this program. I think that you're going to find that she's had another good run. You know, when Donald Trump lost, or whatever happened in 2020, every other place, Republicans picked up seats. A dozen in the House, lost a couple Senate races, but did pretty well all over the country in what should have been a big year for the Democrats and was not. Well, this year's going to be a big year for the Republicans. Bank it. I'll be back.
In the Den with Dan Dickerson.
DraftKings Sportsbook is an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code HUGE for a special offer when you sign up. That's code HUGE, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The minor league season just wrapped up, and for the first time ever, all four of the Tigers' top minor league teams finished with a winning record. Erie ended up losing in Double-A in the Eastern League Championship Series. The Tigers' VP of Player Development, Ryan Garko, says while the minor leagues are always about development first, it was very satisfying to see all the success teams had, because they did put an extra emphasis this year on winning today's game, making players understand that when that is your only goal, there is a lot that goes along with it. The preparation is detailed and extensive. The players learn how to handle the workload of a long season. They learn how to play the game right, and they learn how to win. And while Garko says there's still work to be done, he feels the farm system came a long way in some key areas in 2022.